Well, let's talk racing now, and we are joined by the Sydney Morning Herald's and also a host of the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition, Adam Pengelly. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ryan. Morning, Mossy. Happy Friday, boys.
Yeah, you'd be freshen up and about now after a couple of sleep-ins.
Feeling good. Feeling good. The alarm hasn't gone off so early, so I'm feeling a lot better. I don't know how you guys do it every day. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
When time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
You get out of bed a little bit easier in the morning when you're enjoying what you're doing. Now, Adam, I'm just going to tease this because we're going to save it to the end, but you're responsible with Uncle Laurie today for the Big Sports Breakfast Multi. So at the end of this chat, we're going to be revealing what your multi is and your tips for the weekend. But let's chat first. The Carrington Stakes tomorrow, how do you see that going?
Yeah, fascinating race. The market, Ryan, has gravitated towards through the cracks already. He was very good first up at Canterbury in that Canterbury Classic coming from last and running prime candidates to a couple of lengths. Very hard to make ground in Canterbury, as we've seen for probably the best part of 12 or 18 months. So it was a really encouraging return. I suppose if you want to look for some negatives, maybe second up off a long break might be a touch of a concern. And also the rail out 8 metres there at Randwick. So just keep an eye on how the track's playing in the first few races. Potentially it could be up and in. And of course, it's settling close to the speed, but no doubt he's a very talented horse. I seem to think that Purple Sector's going really well this preparation. I thought his first two runs back have been great. First up, he was wide, no cover. Second up, he ran into an informed Kerwin's Lane. The form's been franked to an extent with Big Boy Roy going up to the Gold Coast and winning. Coming back to 1,400 metres might be a bit of a concern, but there's enough speed on paper, I think, for him to be able to blend into the race and really make his presence felt late. So, fascinating little race. I'm just leaning towards Purple Sector at the moment at the odds.
Morning, mate. Racing New South Wales have made some changes to the provincial championships. Can you tell us a little more?
Yeah, this caught a few people off guard yesterday, Mossy. They've announced some changes to how this series is going to work. So it has been a provincial championship series in recent years for horses just trained at those provincial tracks. The Newcastles, the Kemblers, the Hawkesbury's, Gosfords and Wines of the world. But with the introduction of the Midway series going back 4 or 5 months now, they're going to extend it to those Midway trainers who are based in Sydney too. So the likes of Annabelle Neeson will be obviously eligible, Gary Portelli, those sort of trainers. So what's going to happen is there'll be 3 heats dedicated to just provincial horses. Another 3 heats open up to all trainers who compete in the midways and then 1 wild card at the end of the series. So this caused a bit of a stir briefly on social media yesterday, but I'm sure it'll be a successful concept. And at least those provincial trainers will have 3 shots just to compete against other provincial trainers to try and qualify for the final.
Adam, I thought the Willie Pike move to Sydney might have been a little bit more controversial than what it seems to have been as far as the way it's been received by at least the participants, seems to be getting a bit of love, particularly from a couple of stables.
Yeah, this is interesting, Ryan. Willie's come out in the last 24 hours and virtually said he's had interest from a number of stables in Sydney already for his services when he comes across to Sydney and New South Wales. He named the Hawke stable. He said Godolphin had made contacts and they'd be keen for him to do some riding for them, Annabelle Neesham as well. So that's going to be the fascinating watch, isn't it? Once he gets over here, how's he going to get rides? Who's going to support him? How's it going to take him to get going? Because trying to get a toehold in this very, very strong Sydney jockeys room is extremely hard. So no doubt probably most people thought that the Hawks were supporting to an extent. They've also got Tommy Berry as their main rider there. So that's a fascinating dynamic to see how that plays out. But Godolphin and Annabelle Neesham are obviously really big players in the Sydney racing scene. So it appears at this stage things are looking quite encouraging for him. But we'll see if that's a story when it plays out in a month or so's time.
Rightio, mate. Time to make some money for our punters. What's your best bets for tomorrow at Randwick?
Yeah, it's a pretty even program, Mossy, across the board. I like race 1, number 4, Silent Impact, as my best on the program. I've liked the way this horse has been trialling. They sort of deep-ended him a little bit the last campaign, that Dolph Spice Stakes down there at Kembla Grange. He didn't have a whole lot of luck in that race and probably should have finished a little bit closer to the winner, Yarnus. I think he's going well enough to sprint well fresh. And I expect this horse is going to end up in stakes rate at some stage this campaign. So that's going to be the case. I think he'd win this race first up. That's race 1, number 4, Silent Impact. And the best value as forecast was race 8, number 2, Purple Sector in the Carrington Stakes. I just can't let him go after his first 2 runs this campaign. He's right back in the game. A dry track's going to suit him. Yep, coming back to 7 furlongs might be a bit of a concern. But with a nice conservative ride from the gate, he'll settle midfield with a bit of cover. He can be sweeping late. So race 1, number 4, Silent Impact the best. And race 8, number 2, Purple Sector the best value.
All right, now, Adam, this is the big one, the Big Sports Breakfast Multi. We've kept it going through the summer, thanks to you and Uncle Laurie. Now, Uncle Laurie, his leg is Randwick, race 9, number 5, Yee Yee, just to finish the top 4. Now, what are you doing, Adam? What's your leg of the multi?
I'm trying to inject a bit of value into the multi, Ryan, so I've taken a bit of a risk. But what does Mossy say? Pressure's for tyres, so we're not worried about the pressure. We'll be okay. I like a horse in the midway. Race 5, number 4, Canyonero. He's paying about $21 to win. We only need him to run top 4. Now, I think his form this campaign is a little bit better than what it reads on paper. He loves racing at Randwick. His recent form at Randwick has been some of his best performances. He's won a midway there recently. He's ran third in another race, third behind Zushak as well. 800 metres might be a bit of a concern. He hasn't been tested much beyond a mile. But Hugh Bowman in the saddle, a nice patient ride in the second half of the field, a bit of cover. There's genuine speed in this race. I think he can go well. If you go back 2 starts, he finished alongside Jungle Book at Warwick Farm in a midweek race. He's 4 times the price of Jungle Book at the moment. We just need him to run top 4, Ryan. That's it. Just top 4.
Okay, so the Big Sports Breakfast Multi is now live on the website. To find it, you go to sports, then you go down to today's offers. And the Big Sports Breakfast Best, it's Canyonero top 4 for Adam Pengelly and Yee Yee top 4 for Uncle Laurie. And you get $9, Adam.
Yeah, it's a decent price, Ryan. I think Yee Yee, well, he was my on-top selection in that race. So I'd be very, very surprised if he can't run top 4. The risk is Canyonero. So we can get through the first leg, I think we'll be collecting.
All right, Adam, don't be the multi-killer, mate. Don't be the multi-killer. We want you to do well.
I might not pick up the phone on Monday if I kill this multi.
Well, you know, the thing is, people that listen to this show regularly love the multi. So if you happen to deliver, our great man, Laurie Daly, he might be under pressure to keep the spot. You never know.
He did well towards the end of last year. So he'll be back in the seat next week and we'll be cheering lots of his multi home next week.
I'm not hoping you deliver. I'm expecting you to deliver.
We're right behind you, mate. Best of luck with all of those tips and enjoy the weekend's racing, Adam.
You too, boys. Enjoy the weekend. We'll chat soon.